It is a pleasure again to share God's word with you.
很高兴又有机会来交通主的话。
My body is a little bit weak, maybe because I was in the laboratory for a very long time this morning.
今天早上我的身体觉得有点疲倦。
The restroom.
Oh. 有点拉肚子。
You drank too much.
Following Christ.
今天我们要交通的题目是跟随基督。
I am motivated to preach this topic because of several reasons.
主感动我讲这个题目呢，有几个原因。
One of those reasons comes from the passage in Matthew chapter 7.
有一个原因呢，是因为在马太福音第七章中的几节经文。
Where we are told at the end of the age, when life is over with and we all stand before God.
在那边的经文告诉我们说，当世界末了的时候呢，我们都要站在主面前交账，每一个人。
There are some people that the Lord is going to look on them and say, Depart from me, I do not know you.
那主会对我们当中某些人说， 离开我去吧， 我不认识你们。
And to that they're going to say, But haven't we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name? And Jesus will say again, Depart from me, I do not know you.
那些人会对主说， 我们不是奉你的名传道赶鬼吗？ 但是主仍然要对他们说， 你们这些作恶的人， 离开我去吧。
I don't know about you, but when I read a verse like that, That's very sobering. I want to make sure that he knows me.
所以当我读到这些经文的时候，我自己心里面就很警惕，因为我希望到那日的时候，主会说他认得我。
I'm also motivated by a passage in Luke 14 that we may turn to later, not right now, that Jesus said to those who were considering to follow him, he said, count the cost.
那同样的，另外一个原因呢，就是在路加福音第14章中有一个经文，主对他的门徒说，若有人要跟从我，他要先计算他要付的代价。But
I'm also motivated by the glory of God.
那再来一个原因呢，是因为我看见神的荣耀被他的荣耀所激励。
Now, the title of our sermon this morning, Following Christ,
那讲到今天的主题，跟随基督,
this subject is part of a bigger subject called the glory of God.
那这个题目其实是涵盖在另外一个更大、更重要的题目之下。那个题目就是说，就是神的荣耀。
We are going to do a little Bible study and look at several passages where I'm going to try to demonstrate that what it means to follow Christ or following Christ is equated to bringing glory to God.
所以我们今天要来查考几处的经文，来看看怎么样我们可以说跟随基督就是把荣耀归给神。So
therefore, we're going to have two columns where we're going to look at passages related to following Christ, what it means. And then glory of God and some passages there, and then we're going to marry both concepts and see what it looks like in practical terms.
那所以我们会从开始的时候呢，你似乎看见有两段的经文，一段经文在讲如何来跟随基督，另一段经文呢讲到神的荣耀。那最后的时候呢，我们要把这两段经合结合在一起，看他们之间的关联，然后如何我们在生活当中把这个结合的经文应用出来。
I'm also aware of the fact that sometimes we can spend so many years being a Christian and it's still kind of difficult to understand the Bible. is there any sub-heading that we can lock all the information under? I want to submit to you that these two topics, the glory of God and following Christ, are both topics relevant to kind of put a handle around everything in Scripture.
那有时候我们基督徒虽然信了一段年日呢，但是我们对经文的理解有所难处，所以希望今天早上借着我们把这两段经文结合起来呢，那么弟兄姊妹可以知道啊，神的话是怎么样息息相关，然后我们怎么样可以把这些经文综合运用在我们的生活当中。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we do ask that you will glorify your name and work through me and through the translator, Lord, that our minds will focus on you.
天父，我们感谢你，我们愿你人都尊你的名为圣。早上我们求你借着讲员，借着翻译的，将人把你的心思都专注在你的话语上。
For we ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We'll start with definition.
让我们先从几段经文的定义开始谈起。
What does it mean to follow Christ, and what does it mean to glorify God?
什么叫做跟随基督？什么叫做将荣耀归给神呢？
Now, as I give my definition of these expression or terms, they composite many different scripture, and we will look at those scripture in a little bit.
所以当我要来做的，我现在要来做的呢，就是试图用神的话经文来定义什么叫做跟随基督，什么叫做将荣耀归给神。
By following Christ, and take note now, by following Christ, I mean choosing to let him be your Savior and Lord.
那当我说到跟随基督，我的意思是说，你拣选他做你的主，而且乐意遵从他的命令。
A Savior, to save you from sin and to live your life absolutely in obedience to his will.
知道他是拯救你出诸般罪恶的主，你认定他，跟随他，听从他的命令，听从他的吩咐与教导。
And therefore, as you conduct your life here on earth, you are primarily concerned about pleasing Christ rather than pleasing yourself.
所以当你在这个地上过日子的时候，你生活的重心是为了讨这个主的喜悦，不是讨你自己的喜悦。
Or anyone else that desires that contradict God's will.
如果有你所自己喜欢的事情跟主的话语是互相矛盾的。
Next, what does it mean to glorify God?
那你就要听从主的话，这是我们对跟随基督的定义。那再来我们讲到什么是把荣耀归给神。
Put it personally, to live my life in a way that show honor and worth to him.
那从我们自己谈起呢，就是我所过的一个生活，在我的生命中表现出神的样子，然后把使人把荣耀归给神。
It is to show that God is the most important being and person in this universe.
所以在我的行为当中，就显出神是在这个全宇宙当中最重要的一位，最尊崇的一位。
Now, as we ask these questions, we're going to transition now to the book of Colossians chapter 1.
所以当我们在下这些定义的时候，就让我们来看看今天的经文在哥罗西书第一章。
Under following Christ, we're going to ask ourselves, what should I follow? Why should I follow him? And what is involved in following Christ?
所以让我们提到这个跟随基督的时候，我们首先问两个问题。第一个就是说，我为什么要跟随基督？第二个呢，就是跟随基督我所要付的代价，我所要做的是什么。
The passage in Colossians, I believe, help us to understand why should I follow Christ.
那在哥罗西书这边的经节要来帮助我们知道为什么我们要跟随基督。
If I should summarize it, it goes like this. I should follow Christ because he is the Son of God, very man, and he placed me here for his will.
那如果我要这样子来做一个小结的话，就是跟随基督，我们要跟随基督，因为他是神的儿子，他是神又是人他把我放在这个世上，有他美好的旨意。
Our key verses are 15 to verse 18.
那我们的讲到这个定义呢，这个重点是15节到18节。
In preparing the readers at Colossae, Paul wants to present Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the supreme being who is worthy of worship.
那保罗在这边的重点呢，他是要讲到耶稣基督是神的儿子，他是超越那万有，在万有之上，是值得我们尊崇敬拜的对象。
Now, the verses that were read before you is packaged in a prayer. In verse 9, he says, I pray for you.
那为15到18节基本上是前面9到14节讲完了以后所下的结论。所以在第9节的时候，保罗讲到他为哥罗西人祷告。
Let's observe some things together in the verses coming down to verse 15. In verse 9, notice it says that they may be filled with the knowledge of his will.
那祷告什么呢？他所祈求的就是愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Verse 10, that they will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him.
那知道了神的旨意呢，下面第十节他说，好叫你们行事为人，对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
What the Apostle Paul is doing, like a lawyer, is building a case and is submitting evidences to say one main thing.
所以你看到他这边保罗写这个信息，好像一个律师，他把所有的证据收集完全呈现出来，为叫他所讲述的事情具有说服力。
In verse 15, he kind of gives you a description more about Christ. He says, He is the image of the invincible God.
所以在15节，保罗就给我们一个结论说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
In other words, if you want to see what God is like, just look at Christ.
所以换句话说，你如果要知道那看不见的神是什么样子呢，你看看基督你就晓得。
You remember when one of his disciples, Thomas, I believe, was asking Jesus Christ to show us the Father. And Jesus said, once you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
那你记得在约翰福音那个他的门徒腓力问他说告诉他说请把父显给我们看。那耶稣就告诉他们说，你难道不知道看到我就是看到神吗？
And this is understandably because if God were to show up in his very essence, none of us would live to tell about it.
因为这边是告诉我们说，如果真的神向我们完全显现的话，实在我们人是没办法承受，所以他借着基督来呈现他自己。
So what he did, he veiled himself in what we call in humanity so that he can accommodate us.
所以他借着那成为人的基督呢，他把自己借着基督显出来，所以在我们所成为人的这个状态阶段上面，我们可以明白，我们可以靠近，可以认识他。
Next, he said that he is the firstborn over all creation. It does not mean that Jesus Christ, there was a time that he did not exist and then boom, he existed.
那下面他虽然说爱子是首生的，在一切被造的以前，那但是这个意思并不是说他之前不存在，突然到了一个时候生出来。
What it means is the term firstborn refers to priority, importance.
那他这边的意思，这个首生指的不是第一个生，他指的是最重要的，是以次序，是以 前后大小来算，所以他所首先的意思表示他是最优、最优越、最超越的。
Time will not allow us to get into this, but some other groups see this and say, "Oh, you see, Jesus Christ was born. There was a time that he did not exist," but they don't understand the context in the Old Testament in which firstborn is used.
那我们没有今天没有时间来详细讲关于这一段。中间很多人所提到一些争议，但是有些人因着这个首生这个字呢，就说哦，它不是永存的。但是这样讲的人是因为他们不了解在旧约当中首生这个字是怎么来使用的。
And when you have some time, you can read John 1 about that in verse 14, and where Jesus declared that, and also that is the I am later on in the book of John.
那如果你有兴趣的话，你可以去详读约翰福音一章十四节，那还有后来约翰提到他说基督说我是，关于这些经文，你可以做更进一步的研究。
But let's get to the meat of what we want to get into. In verse 16, it says, "For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible."Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created, watch this now, through him and for him.
再来16节他告诉我们关于基督呢，他说因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概，请注意这边所说的，借着他造的，又是为他造的。
I like the way of Romans chapter 11 captures this thought. He says this in the same tone. He says, "For him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen."
那我们可以借着罗马书11章最后一节，也就是36节来对照这句经文，因为在罗马书11章36节把这句话解释得很好，那边是这样说的，他说因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，阿们。
Let's explore these phrases because they are very important. Of him, through him, and for him.
所以这些观念我们要先有，就是为着他，靠着他，借着他，本于他。
When you go to college, you will find out that the question of the origin of man is up for debate.
当你上大学的时候呢，你就会遇见这么一个问题，因为在那边常常会有讨论人的起源是从哪里来的。
It's interesting when you look at all those three phrases.That you can get one of the isms from them. From of him, you have evolutionism. Satan is trying to counteract the origin of man. For him, you have materialism for what we live for. Through him, you have humanism, where by man's power, I can accomplish what I want to accomplish.
这边有三句，他说是借着他因着他，为着他。那么从这三句话中，我们就有很多人谈到人的起源，他就会生出各式各样的理论或者他会讲到这个进化论，他会讲到物质论他会讲到其他的一些观念。
But we won't get into the isms today. What we're going to stick to is this. From this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying this.I am the only celebrity in this world.
那些理论不是我们今天的重点。我们今天的重点很简单，因为借着今天的经文耶稣向我们做一个宣告，就是说他是这个宇宙当中独一无二的。
It says that Christ is the creator. If you want to determine the use of a product, you have to talk to the manufacturer.
所以他这边所宣告说他就是造物的主，所以如果你要问一个产品它的如何使用跟它的目的，你要去问那个制造者。
It also says for him, that is purpose clause. That is meaning. A lot of people committing suicide because they can't find meaning and purpose in life.
所以当他说借着他的时候，这就告诉我们，人的人生的目的是什么？我们看见很多人他们选择自杀作为人生的结束，因为他们没有办法发现人生的目的是什么。
If we rightly understand this concept, every era of our lives should be saturated with the fact that everything that I'm going to do, I have to find out, will this bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以如果我们能够正确了解神的话呢，就不论我们所做所行的一切事情，我们只有一个目的，就是说我们每做一件事情，我们就应该衡量这件事情是不是能将荣耀归给基督。
When this is rightly understood, we cannot get up every day and say, and do something that I want to do. It's not what he wants to accomplish through me.
所以当你正确了解这些话的时候，每天你一个生活的目标不再是说今天我要做我想做的什么事情，反而你的态度应该是说今天神能够借着我做什么事情使得他得着荣耀。
The word I does not exist. I'm not losing power to the machine. I think it could be my battery.
Mike. Okay. I'm back. All right, I'm back again.
Where did I leave off?
Okay.
When we understand this concept, I think battery's gone. Battery's gone. When we understand this concept,
now I'm confined now.
When we get this concept really straight, the I does not come in Christianity anymore.
所以当我们来正确了解神的话，讲到我们人的目的的时候呢，你就会知道在这个基督的信仰当中呢，我们所强调的重点不是那个人的自我，你的自我要如何。
Let me quickly try to illustrate this concept here. As parents, we kind of dread a certain age group.
那我们可以用几个例子来说明一下关于这个自我是如何不是我们这个基督信仰的重点。
We are not too excited when our kids start to turn teenagers.
就我们用孩子来做例子啊，比如说当我们的孩子变成这个青少年阶段，成长到青少年阶段的时候，我们对这件事情就有一点担忧啊，我们不太喜欢他们经历青少年那段时间。
You know, prior to that time, you say come in at 9 o'clock, and then after that time, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this. I want to do that. Teenage rebellion.
当在他们进入青少年之前呢，他们好像事事听从你的话，你叫他什么时候回家，他就乖乖的在那个之前回家。但是等他进入了青少年呢，他就开始强调他的自我，他就说我不要。我才不要听啊！我也不想这样，我也不想那样。这个我就变得非常的重要的一件事情。
And if you are from Jamaica, you will say, okay, as long as you pay the bills and all that kind of stuff, you can talk like that. But I am paying the bills, and you do what I tell you to do.
但在我们的家乡牙买加呢，我们这个父母是这样讲，就说只要你有本事负担家里的费用，你爱做什么就做什么。但是现在是我付钱，我是老大，你听我的。
I remember when dad said, listen, I brought you here and I can take you back.
我记得有一个爸爸这样子告诉他的小孩，他说，你小心，我生了你，我也可以宰了你。
We want them to live to please us.
因为我们的观念是说小孩的生活是应该来取悦我们的。
After all, we're looking out for their well-being.
因为我们是照顾他们，他们当然应该听我们的，这是我们的观念。
Well, God, our Heavenly Father, created a world, and He placed us here for Him.
那我们在天上的父，他创造了这个世界，将我们人摆在这个世界当中，这是为了一个荣耀的目的。
And what you see in Genesis chapter 3 is like a teenage rebellion. I want to do what I want to do.
所以你看见在创世纪第三章那个夏娃跟亚当的表现呢，就像一个叛逆的青少年。神告诉他不要这样，他就说我偏要这样做。
But now in Christ Jesus is no longer what I want to do, but what Christ Jesus want to do through me. The way it was supposed to be in Genesis 1 and verse and Genesis chapter 2.
那如果你是一个认识神话的人，你读了我们今天交通的经节。你就不会说强调在你的生命当中强调说我要怎么样，你会说我如何才能使得神借着我把荣耀归给他。那么这就是在创世纪第一章第二章，当神创造这个世界创造人的时候，他原本的目的是要人跟他一切所创造的来荣耀他。
I would like to dive more into that concept, but let's turn over, let's go some more into Luke chapter 9. What is involved in following Jesus Christ?
所以让我们来更深一层的来看当我们来跟随主的时候，我们需要来做什么？请如果大家可以翻到路加福音第九章。
We just saw why we should follow him because he is God and he is worthy of our devotion, our attention, our life.
因为我们刚才看完了为什么我们要跟随基督？因为他值得我们专注在他身上，他值得我们为他做一切，他值得我们的一切。所以现在我们来看看，那我们这样子跟随他，我们所要做的、所要付出的是什么
？Now knowing this main point, we're going to find some opposition in verse 23 of chapter 9 of Luke. He says this.And then he said to them, If anyone desires to come after me,
那我们要这样子过生活，当然我们就会遇到一些困难，要付出一些代价。所以路加福音第九章二十三节那里告诉我们，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In other words, back in the days of Jesus Christ, when you see someone carrying their cross, you know they're not going to any kind of party.
所以在耶稣基督的那个日子十字架是一个死刑的标志。所以当你如果你走在路上，在那个时代，有人背着十字架，你知道他不是去参加一个 party。
It is about dying.
那你看见如果有人在路上背一个十字架，你就知道他是准备去赴死的。
It's about dying to what I want and living for what Christ wants.
所以耶稣用这个十字架给我们做一个比喻，就是说天天背起十字架是我们向着我们自己所喜欢的那个老我死，然后向着耶稣向着神照着他所喜悦的而活。
Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. This is very important.If we're going to follow Jesus Christ, there is a cost to pay, and it may mean even certain death.
那请弟兄姊妹注意听，当你要跟随主的时候，你一定会付出代价，甚至很多时候是意味着要付出生命的代价。
I am not going to sugarcoat it for you. God placed us here for His pleasures.Our happiness is a byproduct of satisfying Him.
那我不会把这个信息包装得很漂亮，让你容易接受。我宁愿诚实的说，就说当主这边明白告诉我们，就说当我们来跟随他，那意味着是很多我们所喜欢的事情要为了他的缘故放下。
It is very easy for preachers like us to preach from the ice cream passages, the passages that taste good.
那当我们这传道人很容易就会面对一个试探，就是我们试图把神的话讲得很让人很容易接受，那就失去了它原来的意义。
As a matter of fact, when Jesus started to talk like this, the crowd goes like this, only to a few people.
所以当其实你可以看得很清楚，当耶稣在地上传道的时候，当他这样子的信息开始传讲出来的时候呢， 你会发觉跟随他的群众人数就越来越少，越来越少。
Now there are some things that come in the way for against allegiance to Christ. And let's look at some other passages quickly. I said this is a Bible study. Matthew chapter 10.
让我们再翻到马太福音第十章，看见跟随主是什么意思。
You can write these passages down and you could read them later on if you so desire.
你可以把经文的出处记下来，如果你来不及跟着我一起读的话。
Notice what Jesus said in verse 34, going down. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own households.He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Verse 37. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake,will find it.
所以你看见耶稣的话越来越难在马太福音第十章三十四节他说你们不要想我来是叫地上太平我来并不是叫地上太平乃是叫地上动刀兵因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏女儿与母亲生疏媳妇与婆婆生疏人的仇敌就是自己家里的人爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒得着生命的将要失丧生命为我失丧生命的将要得着生命
There are some others in Jesus' time who were considering to follow Jesus in Matthew chapter 8 and this guy said Jesus I'll follow you and then in verse 19He says, then a certain scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. That sounds so nice. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
那你看耶稣怎么样回答那些要来跟从他的人。他另外又这样说在马太福音第八章十九节那里有一个文士对他说夫子你为了往哪里去我要跟从你。耶稣说狐狸有洞天空的飞鸟有窝人子却没有枕头的地方又有一个门徒对耶稣说主啊容我先回去埋葬我的父亲耶稣说任凭死人埋葬他们的死人你跟从我吧
Within the same breath another disciple said to him Lord let me first go bury my father but Jesus said to him follow me and let the dead bury their own dead
这个门徒来对他说我要跟从你但是我要先回去埋葬我的父亲耶稣却对他说让死人埋葬他们的死人你来跟从我吧
In other words, Jesus Christ must take priority, firstborn, preeminence over personal comfort and over family
所以换句话说主所强调的一件事情就是说你要跟从我就意味着我才是你的优先目标优先顺序其他一些你会认为很重要的事情在跟从我这件事上都是次要的。
One more passage under this topic, what it really involved in following Christ. Luke 14 verse 25.
让我们再翻到路加福音十四章二十五节。
This is Bible study now.
我们今天好像在周五查考圣经一样。
Now great multitudes went with him, in verse 25, and he turned and said to them,If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple.
那我们再看耶稣怎么样来强调跟随他这件事情。在路加福音十四章二十五节、二十六节那里有极多的人和耶稣同行他转过来对他们说人到我这里来若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子 儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命就不能做我的门徒。但那边的小字告诉我们，爱我，原来它的原文是说是恨。
A disciple means a follower of Jesus Christ.
这个是主说要跟随他的代价。
In verse 28 and 29, it says, For which of you intended to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all who see it begin to mock at him.
所以耶稣接下来再更进一步的解释跟随他。他告诉门徒说28节，你们哪一个要盖一座楼不先坐下算计花费能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他。
It is so easy for us when we're presenting Christ to people to just talk about, you know, you believe in Christ and you're not going to go to hell, and that is true. That is true, but it's more than just an insurance policy from hell. It's about living your life absolutely, dying to self, so that people can see the life of Christ in you.
你知道我们传福音的时候，我们很容易说啊，你就信耶稣，信耶稣不会下地狱，所以人信的耶稣好像拿了一张保单，我们可以这样传耶稣。但是实际上呢，信耶稣更深一层更重要的意义是说，我信这位耶稣，我承认他做我的主，我为他放下一切，所以使得人在看见我跟随基督这件事情上面呢，我把基督给彰显出来。
Many of these passages are somewhat self-explanatory, but let me hasten to add in a passage that unless you hate your father and mother, what he's talking about that your love for God when compared to your parents, it looks like hate.
那我们刚才说那里原文的小字说爱原来是恨的意思，所以他这边我们要这样子理解，就是说他这里的意思是说，我来爱神这个事，我来爱神这个爱的意思到了一个地步，就是我如何爱神，我爱神是付出那样的多，所以比起爱神来，我爱父母变成好像是恨一样，那样子的不够了。
Okay, let's do some refresher here now. So we said we're talking about following Christ, and we look at some passages why we should follow Christ and what is involved in following Christ. Now we're going to talk about the glory of God, and we're going to put them together.
所以我们刚刚讲，我们先看看为什么要跟随耶稣，跟随耶稣的代价是什么。所以现在我们来看另外一组的经文，就是讲到我们如何将荣耀归给神。最后我们再把这两组经文合在一起讲。
I hope you have the definition of what we talk about glorifying God. Look at the first passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Some of you guys probably know that off of the top of your head.
那我们来翻到哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians 10:31.
31节。
Says this, Therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, that sounds very comprehensive to me, do all to the glory of God.
所以关于将荣耀归给神呢，哥林多前书第十章三十一节告诉我们，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为神的荣耀而行。既然说是无论做什么，那就是包含了所有的事情。
Next, 1 Corinthians 6:20.
再来，我们翻到哥林多前书六章二十节。
For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And in your spirit, which are God's.
那这边在哥林多前书六章二十节说到，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神，因为我们是圣灵所居住的殿，我们的身子。
In other words, when we were outside of Christ, we went our own way, like sheep who have gone our own way. Now.The Lord Jesus Christ paid a price for us to come back into His family. So, hey, it's not about you anymore, it's about Him.
所以当我们不认识基督或是活在基督以外的时候，我们就像羊走迷了路，但是基督来为我们付了极重的赎价，将我们带回神的羊圈之中，好叫我们能够回到他的面前。
This concept is so radical, even from the Old Testament. In Isaiah chapter 43, he says this, and the New Testament is really echoing the Old Testament. It says in Isaiah 43, verse 6, "And I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. I have formed him, yes, I have made him."
那在旧约当中，同样的也有这样的说法。 第六节，他说：“我要对北方说，交出来，对南方说，不要拘留，将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回。就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。”
This concept is so radical that in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, some of us know it. Did you know that sin is defined as failure to live for the glory of God?
你知道吗？在罗马书第三章那里对罪有一个定义，罪那里告诉我们就是亏缺了神的荣耀。He
says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of His glory."
在罗马书三章二十二节那里告诉二十三节那里告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。In
other words, the "and" that stands in the middle in the idea in the Greek is to explain the first clause. All have sinned. That means they have fallen short of the glory of God.
因为在原文的文法结构呢，这句话分两段，前后中间是一个等号，所以世人都犯了罪，等于亏缺了神的荣耀。所以亏缺神的荣耀就是一个罪。
In other words, sin is saying, "I want to do what I want to do," and that brings someone to God's mind that really reminds him of his enemy. And that's Lucifer in Isaiah chapter 14.
那所以人犯的罪呢，在神面前他有一个状态，就是他是一个高抬自我的人，他要做任何他想要做的事情。如果我们在神面前处于这样的一个状态，我们好像在提醒神，我们的行事为人就像他的对手。那他的对手敌人是谁呢？在以赛亚书14章告诉我们。
In Isaiah 14, you remember the passage, it says, Satan says this. This is Satan talking now against God. "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High God." That's the words of the first Rebbe in the universe.
那在以赛亚书第十四章第十三节，那这里说话的主角就是神的仇敌撒旦。那当你看这段话的时候，你就会看见，如果我们在神面前是一个任意而行的光景，你说话的口气就会像他这里所说的。你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。 我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。短短的经文里面，强调的都是我。Let
me see if I understand what you're saying, Andrew. Are you saying that every waking moment that I get up, that I must live my life to please God?
所以，你也许会想说，那让我来整理一下我所听到的。你的意思是不是说？ 我每一时刻醒着的时候呢，我所要做的都是为了神。
Are you saying that even as a parent, I should parent to please God?
所以你的意思是说，就算我是身为父母的，那么我在管教子女、做尽父母责任这件事上，我也要考虑到我这样子管教是不是将荣耀带给神，使他得到荣耀呢？
Are you saying that I should go to school to please God?
所以你的意思说，假如我是一个学生，我去上学是为了荣耀神吗？ 你是不是这个意思呢？
Andrew, that doesn't make any sense to me.
你这样讲，我觉得有点迷糊了。Nobody
live like that these days.
因为在现今这个时代，没有人是这样过生活的呀。
Andrew, you're reading too much Bible.
天主，我想你读圣经是走火入魔的。
Okay, show me one person who live like that.
那你告诉我，你只要告诉我有一个有这么样的一个人，他是这样过生活就可以，让我做榜样。
If we want an example, let's turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们要榜样，我们就用主来做榜样。
Let's turn to John chapter 17, verse 4.
在约翰福音十七章这样告诉我们。
Just before is, you know that death around the corner, and you want to summarize everything, and we have many more passages that we can turn to on this, but Jesus said this in John 17, verse 4, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
在路加，对不起，约翰福音第十七章第四节，主是这么说的，这是他对着父的祷告，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
In other words, this is it, Father. I have glorified your name by doing the things that you placed me here to do.
那耶稣能够这样子祷告，是因为说，凡在他在地上所行的，都是父交代他所做的。
That's what we call a summary statement that kind of capsulizes everything.
那所以这节经文呢，我们可以说它是对耶稣在地上生活了一个总结。
If you just close your eyes and even open the book of John and just read anything, it will fall under this passage, under this theme, so to speak.
所以如果你就是随便打开翻到约翰福音，你所读的约翰福音当中的任何一句话，都可以被这句话所包括。
For example, take John chapter 4, when Jesus met the woman at the well, and his disciples went off to go find food, and when they came back, they were giving Jesus some food, and Jesus made a statement. Jesus said, listen, I had food that you don't know about. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me.
那比如说你随便翻到约翰福音第四章，那里耶稣在井边对那个撒玛利亚妇人说话。当门徒回来的时候，他们奇怪为什么他跟撒玛利亚妇人说话。他们要把食物拿给耶稣吃的时候，耶稣说，我有食物吃是你们所不知道的。我的食物就是遵行那差我来的者的旨意。这段经文就是我们刚才所说约翰福音十七章那句话，它其实都是包含在那句话里面。
Okay, let's back up a bit now. This is a very complex but yet simple concept and we don't want it to miss us.God is calling us to follow Him.
所以让我们来总结的说，神呼召我们呢，是要我们来跟随他。
And following involves a great cost.
跟随他意味着你要付代价。
Nothing should take the place of Christ in our lives.
在我们生命当中，没有一件事情可以取代基督的地位。
But we also see another concept in Scripture that seems to be all-consuming.He says that we should live for the glory of God.
但是在我们读整本圣经的时候，我们也同样得到一个印象，就是说我们应当为着神的荣耀而活。所以一方面是说跟随基督付代价，一方面说我们活是为着神的荣耀而活。
So then, how do we reconcile both concepts?
所以我们怎么样把这两个观念，我们所得到的读经所得到的印象合在一起呢？
And we are asked, what examples do we have? And we say that Jesus Christ is the example of the only one who truly lived in total obedience to God. That is glorifying God.
所以你可以看见这两件事情其实是集合总成在耶稣的身上，因为耶稣所做所表现的每一件事情就是把荣耀带给神。
Now in order to help us to understand thisTo live for the glory of God. This is what the Father says. I am going to conform all of you to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看见耶稣是我们的榜样。那么神所要做的一件事情呢，他在罗马书第八章二十九节那里告诉我们，就说凡任何一个信主的人呢，神都要把他磨成爱子的形象，就是这个意思。
Did you know that Jesus Christ is called the second Adam?The first Adam was disobedient and failed to glorify God. The second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, lived in obedience to God.
所以你知道，在哥林多前书十五章那里也讲到说， 基督是末后的亚当，那之前第一位亚当呢，他是悖逆神的，那么末后的亚当，也就是第二亚当，他来所做的一件事情，就是要把人造人原神造人原来的那个目的给彰显出来，就是人凡事都是为了神的荣耀而活。那么基督的的确确做到了这件事情。
The New Testament writers understood this, and you could take these passages down. In Romans 8:29, it says to be conformed to His image. In 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, Paul said, "I labor until Christ is formed in you." As a matter of fact, Paul goes on to say in Philippians chapter 1:21, "For me to live is Christ."
所以你看见保罗在三处新约的经文当中这样告诉我们，在罗马书8:29，他说神要把每一个信主的人磨成爱子的形象。在加拉太书告诉我们，保罗说他对加拉太人说，我为了你们再受生产之苦，好叫基督能够成形在你们的里面。讲到腓立比书的时候，他就自己说，我活着就是基督。
In other words,spiritual maturity is equated to becoming more like Christ. When we talk about being conformed to the Lord Jesus Christ, what are we talking about?
所以我们可以这样说，就是说一个人的属灵程度取决于他有多像基督。所以我们来看看，就是说到底你像基督是什么意思？
To be conformed to the Lord Jesus Christ, and watch this now, is to have the mind of Christ.
那第一点，像基督的第一点呢，就是说我们以基督耶稣的心为心。
It's to love as Jesus loved.
所以耶稣怎么爱人，你也那样子的爱人。
To serve as Jesus served.
耶稣基督则如何服侍，你也那样子的服侍。
To worship as Jesus worshipped.
他如何敬拜神，你也那样子的敬拜神。
To operate in the power of the Holy Spirit as Jesus operated in the power of the Spirit of God.
他如何在圣灵的能力之下服侍，你也照样在圣灵的能力之下服侍。
In other words, if you were an outsider and looking at Christ, it would seem to you that Jesus Christ is like a puppet. In other words, he can't make up his own mind. He's doing everything in relationship to his Father. He said to them, "The words I speak is the words of the Father. I don't do anything of my own." John 8.
所以如果你好像我们从外面来观察基督的话，他好像那个木偶戏里面的木偶，他似乎没有自己的主见，因为他告诉我们说，凡我所做的都是父要我做的，我所说的都是父要我说的，他好像没有自己的主张一样。
I want to close this deal very quickly.And I want us to read 1 Peter chapter 4.
让我们来用彼得前书第四章的经文做一个结尾。
And this is just, you know, you could shoot any passages and I could even bring it back to this concept. But in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, let's start from verse 11.
彼得前书第四章第十一节。
If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracle of God. Notice the motivation. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies. That in all things God may be glorified. Notice now the agency. Through Christ, to him belong the glory and the dominion forever.And ever, Amen.
这里讲到我们服事的动机，我们服事的方式，彼得前书第四章十一节，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服事人的，要按着神所赐的力量服事。叫神在凡事上，你注意他是借着什么？叫神在凡事上借着因着耶稣基督得着荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。Amen.
I love the way John.Puts it, when his ministry was dying, John the Baptist there, they said to John, "Hey, everybody's going after Jesus."
我很喜欢施洗约翰在他服侍神的这个旅程将近终了的时候，他这么样来形容他这一生的服侍，因为那时候人对他说，施洗约翰，你看 跟随你的人现在跑光了，都去跟随耶稣基督去了。
And you remember what John said to them?
那你看看施洗约翰他怎么回答这样的评论呢？
And this statement is worth its price in gold.
那我觉得他所回答的话真的就是他这一生最好的注解。
He said about Jesus, I must decrease, that is John, I must decrease, but he must increase.
因为论到耶稣基督他说我必他必 加增我必衰微。
You want to know what pleases God? Look like Christ.
所以你要知道如何讨神的喜悦吗？照着耶稣基督。
The longer you live,When anyone sees you like, say, today you may not look like him today, but tomorrow when they see you, they should say, wow, man, you look like Christ.
照着神的恩典，天天不断的长进变化，一天过一天，人在你的身上看见神的荣耀，他可以说，哇，你越来越像基督了。
Obviously, we're not talking about physical features here, okay?
我们讲的不是外貌的长相。
We're talking about a life that is totally surrendered to God.
我们讲的是说那个内在生命的表现，人在你的身上看见那个生命是完全顺服神的。
That is why Romans chapter 12 verse 1 means make a whole lot of sense. Present your bodies. The body represents the entirety of the person. Present your body as a living sacrifice to God.
所以你听完了今天到现在我们所讲的，你就应该更多了解罗马书十二章第一节，他那里说你们要将身体献上当作活祭，你们如此侍奉是应当的，是讨神喜悦的。
If you shoot any passage of scripture to me right now, if we had a question and answer section, I'll show you how it comes into this concept. Take for example on the job, you're having a boss that is really dogging you, you hate your boss and you're looking for another job.
如果你问我任何问题，关于圣经的问题，我都可以把它导向我们今天所讲的这个为了神而活的观念。比如说举例来讲，你在工作上，你有一个很难缠的老板，你真是非常的讨厌他，你就是想换工作了。
I think of a better example. We have a married couple here that just got married yesterday. Let's switch the example to talk about family. Okay, if you remember Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says in each role,The husband, the wife, the child, husband, love as unto the Lord. Wife, submit as unto the Lord. Children, obey as unto the Lord. In other words, Jesus Christ because of the supremacy in everything.
那让我们换一个方式来讲，不用工作，因为今天在我们当中有一对新人。那么在你讲到在以弗所书第五章那里讲到家庭，讲到丈夫，讲到妻子，讲到孩子，讲到妻子的时候，他说你要顺服丈夫如同顺服教会顺服主。那么讲到丈夫的时候，他说你要爱妻子如同主爱教会。那讲到孩子说要顺服父母的时候，他说那是要在主里面。所以你看见这三件事情都是由主作为我们的动机。
As we wrap up,Just casually read the New Testament and you do a concordant study of pleasing Him or obeying His will. And it will make a whole lot of sense that it's all about following the ways of God.
那如果你用如何讨神喜悦这个题目来作为查考新约的题目的话，你会发觉所有的经文呢都归纳在一个观念，就是我们今天所讲的，照着神的话而行，照着他的意思而行。
In closing, ask these questions here. Who am I following? Am I following myself? Am I following the way I feel, in other words? Do I follow the world, what the world dictates to me? Am I following Satan who whispers in my mind?
所以最后我们自己来自己问这个问题，就是说我每天过的生活我的重点是什么？是我爱做什么就照着我的意思行，或是说我身边的人如何做我就跟着照做，甚至更糟的呢是说 撒旦给我的建议呢，我也照着去遵行啊。他给我的诱惑试探，我就接受。
My summary statement is this: God desires us to glorify Him through the Lord Jesus Christ by living in total obedience to Him. Let me repeat: God desires us to glorify Him by living for Christ, following Christ, following Christ by total obedience, through total obedience to Him.
所以让我用这句话来做个结尾。神要我们过这个生活的总结就是照着耶稣基督的模式，照着他的生命，活在一个完全顺服的光景当中，把荣耀归给他。所以把你要知道如何把荣耀归给神，你就是要照着耶稣，跟随耶稣而行。
Let's pray. Father, we are incredibly selfish people.
父啊，我们知道我们是一个何等自我自私的人。
We know that you have created your world to advertise you, as Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork.
我们知道你创造这个世界，创造我们是为了彰显你的荣耀，如同诗篇告诉我们，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬神的手段。
And we know, as you said in Isaiah 4:3, that you have created the peoples for your glory, for your pleasures.
也是照着以赛亚书第四章第三节说，这民是你所造的，为着你的荣耀而造的。
But we have been living for ourselves and what people tell us to do and so forth, instead of being more concerned about what you want us to do.
然而我们一直以来生活的光景都是要么照着我们自己的意思，要么照着身边别人的意思，我们很少照着你的意思而活。
God, we don't know if it's our commitment to you will stand the test of time, even if it means follow you to the death.
我们对跟随你这件事情所知有限甚至我们要付的代价我们也不清楚。
We would like to be like the Apostle Peter. When they were going to kill him, he says, Do not crucify me upside down according to tradition, but crucify me right side up because I'm not worthy.
我但愿我们能像彼得临终以前一样，因为他是这样的跟随主，临终的时候人家要钉他十字架，他说不要把我正着挂在十字架，我要倒钉十字架，因为我不配与我的主同样的方式。
Lord, I pray that you will allow your spirit to help us to understand these very important concepts so that we can evaluate our hearts as to see whether we've been following you.
主啊，我们真是向你祷告你的圣灵开我们的心窍，叫我们看见你所要告诉我们的，我们的生活是不是照着你的心意而行。
Lord, we are here not to feel good in our sins, but we are here to hear what our Creator God says and to be obedient to you.
我们活在地上不是为了要我们自己感觉有多么的好照着我们所喜悦的而行，我们乃是要来寻求你的旨意，照着你的旨意而行。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.